Thank you for tuning into the EY UK and Ireland Workforce Matters podcast, which covers various business issues surrounding global mobility, talent and HR. This podcast series will take a deeper look into digital transformation and how it relates to culture, diversity, inclusion and leadership. In today's episode, we're joined by a panel of EY specialists, Angela Rickson, who leads on transformation, Bonnie Austin, who leads on culture, Sean Scantlebury, who heads up our sustainable business practice, and Chris McCormack, who heads up our learning and leadership practice. In each episode, we will pose a question to the panel that our clients have been asking us about recently. Will digital help us do less or be more? Angela, I'll hand over to you.
Hi. I think you can answer this question in two ways, and this is such a controversial topic at one level. So firstly, digital helps us absolutely do less by automating routine tasks. That's great for business and also for customers because you get accuracy, there's faster processes, and I feel that that can really free up people to focus on higher value work. So it's escaping from the Excel spreadsheets and really enabling people to use their creative and complex problem solving skills. So I think that that's a real benefit, but we do need to recognise that there are a lot of tasks and jobs which are being impacted by automation. Secondly, we have got a productivity skills gap. So therefore, digital will help us do less and also increase productivity at the same time. We know that there's a future where people will be working less hours overall, but those hours could be more productive and value adding. There's also a question around the economic benefit of this, because what will people do with all of that additional free time? What we're finding is that there's now billion-dollar industries being created out of leisure, as an example. So we can really expect that to be good. But what we'll need to do, businesses will need to think about how they really reframe their customer base and how they service those customers when they've got those additional times. So, and it's understanding, you know, what is the impact going to be for people with those traditional lower paid jobs where there will be automation. So we do need to think about what the business and government support will be around reskilling.
You know, I think you're really right on this. This is a type of question where you can come at it from a number of different angles. And I suppose without getting too philosophical about it, I think, you know, the trajectory of technology and the predicted impact on the world of work raises quite a few questions for organisations around really for how long will people remain the most important asset in your business? And actually, what does a good return on investment look like for your human capital? Really, though, when I was thinking about this question, my mind turned to some of the recent conversation at Davos and the conversation around long-term value and moving to more of a multi-stakeholder view of the purpose of your organization. And I think in addressing these questions around the role of technology in business, leaders will need to take a position really on what their responsibilities are to all of their stakeholders, including shareholders, employees, and broader society. You know, there is a real concern out there that advances in automation will result in less skilled roles becoming redundant. But I think this is based on an assumption that corporates in their quest for profit will replace people with tech. And I think everything that I'm seeing more recently is suggesting to me that actually our response and our thinking needs to be a bit more nuanced than that. You know, there is an argument to say that as we shift towards a more balanced view of organisations and their obligations to a broad range of stakeholders, that decisions around how and where we adopt technology may result in a different outcome. There is a view that as organisations seek to deliver better outcomes for a broader stakeholder group, that digital is indeed adopted to help people and organisations be more, not just to drive efficiencies and bottom line returns in the short term, taking a much more long-term view of what their purpose is.
I think you're totally right, Sean. I think whether digital will help us do less or be more depends not just on the extent to which a company sets its direction and indeed how it sets its direction in light of what you've just said, Sean, but the extent to which it considers the human in its approach to digitalization, both in the design of future processes, products, and in the design of the transformation efforts and the experience of people as they move through that transformation. Two things kind of spring to mind there. First is that to be human-centered in this regard really requires a strong sense of curiosity and empathy up front. And those are two things that don't always work well with traditional thinking, traditional methods. They're not very linear. They often, starting with empathy, often takes you somewhere that you did not expect to go. And having the courage to start there is probably the bravest but best thing that an organization could do. If that happens, then I think absolutely digitalization can help us do more in the right way, in a way that brings value to a broad set of people. The other thing that it makes me think about is the extent to which an organization understands or not the underpinning behavior change that will actually then bring that transformation to life in their organization. And I know I keep banging this drum, but for me, organizational culture in transformation efforts can either be the accelerator to navigating disruption, digital disruption, and driving business success, or it will be the barrier to innovative and sustainable growth around digitization.
Fantastic, Bonnie. I mean, I completely agree. The cultural shift and the cultural grab that needs to happen is so crucial. And for me, looking at it from a leadership lens, it certainly makes me contemplate the need for digital continuing to create new environments to which companies need to adapt their leadership skills. As employees work across time and space, leaders need to be inclusive of all employees. They also need to embrace and foster not only their own creativity, but also the creativity of their employees. So to answer that question, will digital help us to do less or be more? I think it will help us to do less and will challenge us to be more. Being a leader in these digital times will provide a whole host of new challenges. It will require a deep focus on the neurodiversity within individual contributors and teams. And again, that's not something that sits easily right now in the current models. And also the understanding and psychology of high-performing teams. It goes back to this human connection, the human touch in amongst the new digital elements. You know, and so from the high-performing team's perspective, leaders need to really work out what makes my team tick? What really makes it tick? Creativity, empathy, connectivity, the ability to inspire. Some of these things have been mentioned before, but it's that concoction of ingredients that will be key attributes of a successful leader in the digital age.
So I think what we're saying here then is that when we debate whether the impact of automation and then helping people do more, that actually what we need to do is look at it through a wider stakeholder lens in terms of the return on investment for human capital. And really we need to adapt and focus. We then need to think about, with those transformation efforts, really think about human-centered design and about how important curiosity and empathy is, and actually what that underpinning behaviour needs to be and the cultural challenges to actually enable that. And thinking about the leadership lens is actually how important it is for leadership to adapt their skills so that we can actually enable our organisations to embrace neurodiversity and really think about, from a high-performing team perspective, what that human sort of tone needs to be. So it's interesting, isn't it? Because I think where we've landed is actually, you know, technology can help you do less, but also I really liked what Chris said about actually it challenges businesses to think about how they could be more.